Now let's talk about product development in the sense of competing effectively. You know, the great game of capitalism is one of constant innovation. Some people say that competition is bad, and I know that it is bad on some levels. But when it comes to driving innovation, nothing is quite as inspiring as a hard-working genius for a competitor who is doing everything they can to increase their shareholder value and to capture additional market share through having a leading-edge product. Think Apple. Think Google. Think Facebook. So if you choose to play the innovation game, and there are other games that you can play, be prepared to invest heavily in research and development. Go to all the trade shows and conferences, and hire talented and probably expensive engineers and developers. And here's a tip. You don't have to be first, and you don't have to be best in order to have a competitive advantage. Many companies have been very successful waiting for a competitor to develop technology and to prime a market, and then they come along and take it away from them with better marketing or more efficient manufacturing and delivery systems. That's what the Japanese companies did in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s when they started delivering less expensive and higher quality cars to the American market. Here's another tip. If you choose to invest money in marketing instead of R&D, just watch out for patent infringement issues. Take some cues from The Art of War by Sun Tzu for competition. There are three major types of competition that he talks about: frontal competition, flanking, and fragmenting. Frontal competition is when you meet your competitor head-on with the "we are better" approach or "we are more powerful" approach. It takes a lot of money and there's high risk. The flanking strategy says that we're changing the game. We're going to come at this from the side. We're going to take a different approach and stress a different feature set. Instead of saying "we are better," you say "we are different." And the third one, the fragmentation strategy, says that we're just going for a piece of the market, focusing our product development efforts and focusing our marketing efforts on a very specific market niche in order to establish a beachhead. If you are already in a customer account, you might take a defensive strategy, which can be managed by making it nearly impossible for your customer to get rid of you. That's a significant competitive strategy that once you get into a customer's account, establish a beachhead and become integrated with their operations so that whenever they think about replacing you, they know that it will cost them dearly to do so. Here's the bottom line. What products you develop and your product development strategy and your competitive strategy is almost always a marketing decision. And the strategy has to be integrated with your overall brand and your packaging and pricing strategies. It's at least an area where marketing and product development need to agree. So think about competing effectively in all of the different ways, and hopefully in ways that don't mean betting the farm on every product.